USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect has been arraigned in the suspected murder of an American student who was found dead in Russia this week. Missing for 4 days, the body of 34-year-old Catherine Ciro was discovered Saturday in a wooded area located about 250 miles from Moscow. Alexander Popov, who has a history of violent crime, is suspected of the June 15th violence. As inflation grips America's economy, natural gas prices are starting the summer off season nearly twice as high as they were a year ago. U.S. producers have stuck to the small drilling plans they inked out when prices were lower, eliminating the glut that was keeping the prices low. Natural gas prices at $3.22 per million British thermal units is up 96% from a year ago. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah, at the White House on Friday, USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust, with top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Twitter suspected election interference by selectively censoring some content is mentioned in a new lawsuit against the media giant. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A conservative influencer has filed a lawsuit against Twitter and the California Secretary of State, alleging they colluded to censor election-related content, violating the plaintiff's right to free speech, equal protection, and due process. The lawsuit states that employees with the California Office of Election Cybersecurity flagged tweets because they purportedly contained misinformation. Twitter subsequently removed many, including those written by plaintiff Rogan O'Hanley, who was permanently suspended for a tweet about the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has permanently suspended a large number of accounts before and after the 2020 election, including that of then-President Donald Trump. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis on June 19 signed several gun control bills into law, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With vaccine hesitancy in the United States, the new Delta variant of the virus could flare up restrictions again this fall. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible strain is already causing hotspots of infections in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117. They do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it'll be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
The United States is vaccinating Taiwan, as the island nation east of Hong Kong has a very low vaccine rate.
Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from the U.S. on Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. The Biden administration initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as the administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only about 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.